A Haines transgender student breaks barriers at the state track meet, and another Brewfest in the books. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. A Haines teenager was likely the first transgender student to compete at a statewide high school athletic competition. Natapone Wanyet was born male, but has identified as female since she was about 5 years old. Her participation in last weekend's track meet drew a lot of attention, both positive and negative. KHNS's Emily Files sat down with the 18-year-old Haines High graduate and filed this report.
Wanyet goes by the nickname Ice. Her mother, Tukta Pangyawang, says the nickname comes from when she was pregnant with Ice, back in Thailand, and she used to chew on ice cubes. Pangyawang says the nickname fits, especially in the aftermath of the track meet. She says her daughter has been cool under pressure. Here's Ice.
You know, if some people say bad to you, and if you doing bad to them, so it's not gonna end like easy, you know. So if they get bad to say bad something to you, so just smiling at them and just let it go, you know. Yeah.
There's a lot Ice has to let go. She's been reading comments from news stories about the track competition. Some are supportive and positive, but Ice says others are hateful. But she says the hateful comments make her stronger.
Some hateful people make me stronger and stronger. So yeah, I want to say thank you for everybody too.
It isn't just online commenters who have a problem with Ice competing against other girls. On Friday, the conservative Christian group Alaska Family Action held a press conference. Here's some audio from that, recorded by KTVA. Stephanie Lee Goldman-Williams is speaking.
It is not fair and it is not right for our female athletes, and we have a responsibility to protect our girls that have worked really hard, that are working toward college scholarships.
The group said male-to-female transgender students have an advantage over biologically female athletes. Ice disagrees. She says she takes medication that suppresses male hormones and increases female hormones. Alaska Family Action on Friday was protesting the Alaska School Activities Association's recently adopted policy on transgender athletes. The policy lets local schools decide whether transgender students can compete according to the gender they identify with. Billy Strickland is the Athletic Association's director.
The bigger gist of how this policy was developed is ASAA feels like that the schools are in the best position of dealing with their individual students and know which students consistently identify with a different gender and therefore can apply that better than we can.
Yeah, we're not going to discriminate based on gender identity.
Rich Carlson is the Haines School District interim superintendent. Ice moved to Haines in 2014, but she didn't start participating in sports until this year, her senior year. That kicked the district into action. The school board added gender identity to its non-discrimination policy, and it updated administrative guidelines. Now the district's stance is that transgender students can compete in sports according to the gender they consistently identify with.
The Haines School District is part of Alaska history now.
We are. We are. I don't think we ever we never set out to be that, but I think we are. Yeah. Yeah. And I feel really pretty good. I feel really good, Emily, about how we handled this.
Carlson was expecting some pushback to Ice competing at the state track meet. But when he heard about the press conference protesting the transgender policy, Carlson got on a plane to Anchorage.
I wanted to be there, frankly, to protect Ice.
Ice says in all her races, her coaches tell her to ignore everything and focus on running.
You should focus in the track, what you're gonna do right now. So I should focus in running and ignore everything. I got a chance sprint, I should ignore how I'm hurt, how I'm pain, so I should focus just the running.
Now she's trying to ignore the negative reactions to her involvement in the track meet and focus on the support she's gotten. And she wants to share that message with people in similar situations.
Yeah, just to be yourself is your life. Nobody can control it. We have freedom. Yeah. So everybody can talk everything back to you, but just ignore that. Sometimes it's so hard to do that, you know, but it's going to be cool and really good when in the future of your life.
Ice ended up placing in both the events she competed in. She won third place in the small school's women's 200-meter sprint and fifth place in the 100-meter race. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Over the weekend, hordes of thirsty visitors arrived in Haines for the 24th annual Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival. Hundreds of gallons of suds were served up, and the event went off without a hitch. The local police force was kept busy, but no major incidents were reported.
The IPA?
Nearly 2,000 people from all over the state, the lower 48, and Canada packed into the fairgrounds in Dalton City on Saturday in the name of fermented hops and malted barley. As the sun got hotter, the lines got longer, snaking all around the grounds. Beer Fest goer Leah from Whitehorse has been to Haines for the event several times. She was one of a group wearing blue and yellow beer mug hats. The hats helped the group easily locate each other in the mob.
But it's like everybody knows everybody, even if you're meeting for the first time. It's just super awesome. Everybody just is here to have a great time and drink some good beer.
Nice. What's your favorite?
Alaskan White.
In between sips, beer festers enjoyed games, music, and food vendors to keep them occupied. Dave Rector is a beer ambassador from the Arcos Brewery in Palmer. This is the brewery's fifth year in business, and Rector says it's expanding every day. He says Beer Fest means reconnecting with beer lovers from far and wide.
You start to see the same folks over and over again, and you create relationships with them based on the event.
Jessica Wilkin is the co-owner of the Hoodoo Brewing Company in Fairbanks, another relative newcomer to the world of craft brewing. She says the reasons for the trip to Haines are many, including good exposure for the fledgling business.
The location, it's awesome. It's beautiful. Mountains are everywhere, and it's the oldest brew fest in Alaska. So.
And what are you serving today?
We're serving our Kolsch, our Weiss beer, which is like a Hefeweizen, the Maibach, which is a lager, super yummy, and then the IPA. Kolsch and IPA are most popular.
After the dust settled, those involved in organization, promotion, and peacekeeping agreed that the event went smoothly with just a few minor snags. Here's Southeast Alaska State Fair Director Jessica Edwards.
A real highlight this year was the Connoisseurs Hour. We have had incredibly good feedback about that. It was just a really nice atmosphere. It gave people an opportunity to walk around and talk to the brewers. And the brewers also enjoyed both talking to people and getting the kinks worked out of their systems before we had a big group of people coming all at once.
She says the main event was happy and light. The dinner on Friday was well received, and plans are already underway for next year. Interim Police Chief Josh Dryden says the four officers on duty worked long hours over the weekend, and while plenty of warnings were given, only one person was brought in to dry out in a jail cell.
He was being obnoxious and wouldn't leave one of the hotels that he was not a guest at, so we helped him with that.
Dryden says they got a lot of calls for public urination, people falling down, camping in prohibited areas, crowd control, open containers, and the like. He says no arrests were made and the calls were nothing the local force couldn't handle.
Oh no, everybody was very, very polite, very respectful, and very cooperative. It was a good weekend. We just need more police officers because having an extra 2,000 people in town with four cops doesn't really work too much.
On the tourism side of things, Director Leslie Ross says businesses were bustling and pleased with the turnout. One thing they are looking to improve for next year?
We had a few minor incidences with restrooms, which we're marking it up that next year we need to have more porta potties around town. Every year it seems that something new comes up that we have to deal with. The events grow every year, and so we have to accommodate for that.
The weekend festivities also included a homebrew competition, with Haines' Mary Jean Siebens picking up first place for her American Stout. See full results at khns.org. Oh, and tickets for next year go on sale February 1st, 2017. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.